This beautiful solemnity in our liturgy, the Feast of All Saints, it's a celebration, of course, of the communion of saints, of all those, the blessed ones, who are welcome into heaven. But it is for us an invitation to look into what we hope is our future. Our future with all those who have professed their faith and lived their lives according to the precepts that Jesus has taught us. The first reading of the book of the Revelation, and we know the book of Revelation is full of images, visions. Sometimes we cannot easily understand what all the language means. But it's not something that is just trying to hide an obscure message. The way it was written was a time of persecution against Christians, and they need to have their way of writing so only those within the community would understand what was the message. And in today's passage, we hear John, the author, saying, Saint John, talking about the vision. The vision of a number of those marked. First, he sees a vision here on earth, and he sees the number, and that those were marked with a seal. It all represents those who are the chosen ones. Not because God just said, well, I'm going to choose these, and I'm going to, disregard the others. But the seal would mean those who were faithful to the Lord. It says the number 44,000, which is more, we should not be taking that number literally. 12 times 12, over 1,000, 12 representing the 12 tribes that constituted the people of Israel, the 12 apostles, the new people, the church that Jesus, instituted, and a great number. Because on the second part of the reading, we see the vision of heaven, and it talks about a great multitude which no one could count. That's where we hope to enjoy, be part of. Those who wear, he says, dressed in white, adoring the Lamb of God, and dressed in white with their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. Of course, blood is red, the white representing purity. At the beginning, the first Christians would celebrate the martyrs, those who gave their lives for faith, not denying Jesus Christ, their faith in Jesus Christ, even if that cost their own lives. Today we see that as all those who are faithful. So how can we be faithful? If we follow the precepts that Jesus is preaching in today's gospel, what we call the Beatitudes, the blessed ones, is another way of understanding what the commandments means. The commandments, usually will say, thou shalt not, what we should avoid, most of them. Here Jesus is saying, you'll be blessed if you follow this. We all want to be blessed. We all want to one day be welcome into heaven. And we know that in heaven there will be the saints. So we all hopefully are on this journey toward that life of blessedness, to be saints, as Jesus taught us. And we pray that the Lord will strengthen each one of us on our journey. And we know that in the end, you know, the Lord, the merciful one, will show mercy to those who have tried hard as best as they can. And on our journey, our choices, trying to live this life, knowing that to be a saint is not escaping from this world, may we become instruments of peace, of conciliation, of respect, of honor each other as God's creatures. In this way, we can make the world a place as God, we believe, intended it to be, living in harmony as brothers and sisters, knowing that each one of us was created in God's own image and likeness. And then what we see, so much violence, it will have no meaning. We know that we are not there yet. There's so much hatred, prejudice, violence, lack of respect. But that should not put us also in that same mood. Let us not forget, you know, that we want to be the blessed ones. And we want others to join us. We know it is a great multitude that could not be counted, that will be in heaven. That's, I believe, God's desires, that all his creatures will be there to worship and praise the Lord for all eternity. May the Lord make us instruments so that we'll be there and we'll be along with as many as we can, you know, make to join us in this journey towards holiness. And the kingdom of God starts here. It's not, will be perfect and complete, its fulfillment will be reached in heaven, but Jesus has inaugurated it here. May all we be sure of that and also accept the invitation to be instruments in building that kingdom, so that we'll one day in the halls of heaven join all those dressed in white in worshiping the Lord and the Lamb of God, as the saints, the communion of saints, will gather. We want to be there. We want to be a part of it.